Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Questions.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, BT, as we do every Wednesday, 11:40, little three RQ, three random questions. Number one, how long do you think you could last without water? Meaning no other drinks, but water specifically.
I'd have to do a little medical research. I mean, I know that there is actually an answer on that.
You personally. I mean, I'm sure that there's
I hear you. I drink a lot of water. I really, truly do. And I'm sure that's the nature of the question there. Well, I see you guzzling a lot, too.
Well, yesterday, the surgery. So they say, like, you can't have
anything. Oh, yes, if you have anesthesia.
Right.
You have to prep the night before.
I had to stop whatever food or drink at midnight the night before. My surgery was not scheduled until I had to show up at 11:30.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it wasn't scheduled until, like, well, I don't know, even an hour and a half after that. So by the time I actually had something to drink, it was like 3 or 4 o'clock.
I mean, the truth of the matter is I'm sure I could go months without it. I mean, I would think, like, if I mix in, I'm not a big soda drinker. Like, the only time I drink, excuse me, the only time I really drink soda is if I get...
Luke, sounds like you need some water right now.
Yeah, that's true. We were yelling at the game last night. I would say this, so...
Yeah.
Soda, only if I have, like, fast food once in a while.
Right.
You know, like a little orange soda or something like that. Maybe once in a while with pizza or calzone, but we're not a soda household, and I'm certainly not a soda person. I think I could get through on a pretty good combination of Powerade or, water-based drinks.
If I said no drinks, like, for me... I would rather...
What, you want me to die in the desert? I got to drink something.
No, but I'm saying, like, if you were trying to fat... Like, I could go without food longer than I could without water. Like, if you said to me I couldn't have any kind of liquid, whatever, you know, Powerade, Gatorade, whatever, water, that would drive me nuts. I need water. First thing I do when I wake up in the morning,
I'd be too. I have a bottle.
I would drink. Yeah. Last thing I do before I go to bed, water. Like, I love drinking water. So they're like, oh, yesterday, you must be starving. I'm like, not really. I need some water. Can you get me some water, please? I'm dying of thirst. So that would be my biggest issue. I could not last long without water, but I could probably go a couple of days if I had to without food. Water, like, I think a day or two.
I think you could go much more than you think.
Really?
Yeah.
Without water?
I mean, but again, what's...
No drink, no liquid.
Well, again, nothing.
No liquid.
Well, I think you'd have to have some bananas, like potassium, I believe, is good for hydration. I think that there's ways to circumvent you dying.
Yeah, well, I don't mean literally, like, physically
dying.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
All right, number two, would you rather be a heel or a good guy in wrestling?
Heels have a lot more fun.
Halliburton, the reason why I came up with this question, Halliburton, you know, Halliburton and Brunson were involved.
Yeah, of course, the WWE angle.
He was saying something like, oh, when growing up watching wrestling, I always wanted to be a heel, and now he is.
Well, I think the heels have the ability to cut the absolute best promos. Like, to me, the heel is setting the tone, and the good guy, the babyface, is kind of reacting to the heel's verbal takedown. I think, just in terms of generating the pop and the heat from the crowd, I think being a heel is so appealing. I mean, to me, it's not really close. It's heel.
So growing up, when you were watching wrestling, I know you loved Piper. That was one of your guys.
I loved Piper. I loved Macho Man. Now, he was both.
Right.
I did love Hogan, too. Hulk was, you know, so I had a little bit of a mixed bag there. But, Jake the Snake, when he was a heel, but I'm talking about when he was a heel, loved him. I kind of more of a heel guy.
Yeah, I would lean good guy. Back then, good guy. Now, as I get older, I understand the fun
of
potential heel.
The psychology of it.
Yeah, exactly.
No question.
But I still, I think the appeal there would be a face, as they call
That's
it.
A good question.
Guy. All right.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Last one for you, and this is really the money question. Mm. This is a real-life situation. So Saratoga Wills, who I've referenced many times, my good buddy lives in Saratoga.
Yep.
He is a big Knick fan. We went to game 4 together. He bought the tickets, face value got him, him, his wife's brother, and me. We went to the Garden. He was looking in the Eastern Conference Finals tickets, and I'm like, ah, dude, it's like, I got to draw the line somewhere. So, like, we never agreed that I was going to go. And I get a text from him on Monday saying, Eastern Conference Finals, you in? And now I'm like, all right, well, how much?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, don't worry about it, my treat. He
for also, what?
For Knicks game.
I was saying, treat for what? What'd you do for him?
Well, I mean, no, nothing.
I didn't know you guys were buddies,
friends.
But
no,
I mean,
no,
that's it.
We're just friends. So, wow. So this is the dilemma. So now I know that he paid for it, and he's like, I wasn't even going to tell you the price, but I got the price. Good seat, same seat we're in last time. 200s, row two or three, whatever it is, behind the basket, but a great seat. We paid 500 for the round prior. $1,000.
I was going to say 1100. Yeah, okay, so close. Okay.
$1,000. He's like, don't worry about the money. I got it.
Okay.
Do I take him up on the offer?
Yeah, how good of a friend is he?
Great friend.
Does he have any kids?
No.
I thought you said no, right?
No, no kids.
Absolutely. Take him up on it.
What does the kids thing have to do with it?
He's got no financial responsibilities. What is he worried about?
He's got big financial responsibilities. He's an adult. I mean,
he's whatever. He's got no kids to worry about.
But I just feel like we're that close of friends where, you know what I mean? Like, it's too close of friends to be like, oh, thank you for doing this kind gesture of $1,000.
I know, and then you send him like a bottle or something. I appreciate what you did. You know, it's very, very kind. No.
Right. Here's a case of Surfside. I mean,
yeah. Well, I think.
I mean, I do that quite a bit.
I know you do. I think what you do is, you always stack the car with the surfs when you're going
up
there.
Saratoga,
you talk about that and you pound them when you get there. I would say there's always a way to reciprocate. Now, it might not have to be immediate. Is he a big golfer? If he's a big, even if he's not good, does he enjoy golfing? If he's an avid golfer in that sense, take him to a course that's, you know, the greens fees, $300, you know, get him on a nice course. And there's another way to scratch it, you know?
I know, but a part of me can't let him pay that much. But the other part of me is like, I didn't want to pay $1,000.
Nah,
I do want to go. Game five could be a clincher. Game five of the Garden. I do want to go. I was like, what, 800? I was hoping maybe 850. And even that is like astronomical.
Yeah.
But now I feel obligated to go, which is exactly what he didn't want me to feel. He didn't want me to know how much it was.
Oh, maybe he did.
Didn't want me to feel obligated to go. He's like, don't worry about it.
Maybe he did. Maybe that's his plan.
No, he genuinely wanted to treat me.
I know, but maybe that's also his angle here by kind of pulling you in and making you feel guilty or making you think about it a different way. That's his way of making sure you show up. Maybe smarter than you think.
Well, I definitely think he wants me to show up. That's a given.
All right. You know, you said his name, so you don't have to answer these questions if you don't want. You didn't say his last name, right?
No.
Okay, good.
Well, I mean, Saratoga Wills. His last name is Wilson. Didn't give you the first name.
There you go. Does he make good money? Yes or no?
I think so.
Like, good money.
I think they're doing well. Him and his wife do very well.
Just then, come on. I mean, I don't have any other follow-up. I'm done, Your Honor. I'm good. He has no kids. He makes good money, which means he's not stashing away 529 college fund money or paying for nursery school or playing $3,000 or $4,000 for a travel baseball team or $400 for a new bat. I mean, come on.
I know, I guess. I just feel, you know.
What?
I feel bad. That's a pretty significant.
I know it is. But you have something that.
A generous.
It's
offer.
Very generous. It's very. Even if he has a lot of money, I'm just kind of messing around. But that's very generous, no doubt. See, but you have something that that money can't buy. You have access to the sporting world, so you could eventually supply him with an experience that he will not be able to replicate through money.
Yeah.
You got to be piped in and hooked up, and you are. And is he a Mets fan?
Yeah, huge Mets fan, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I've taken care of him before.
Okay, how about this?
I get him like a Terry Collins signed ball or something?
I was going to say, when's his birthday?
September.
All right. Why don't you have maybe Terry personalize a nice video? I mean, you know, instead of going on Cameo and having them drop $400 or $500 for it.
It's a great idea.
Come on, to personalize. That's what I'm saying.
I could ask TC to do like a, what was the name of the ump that he got on? One of those type videos.
Oh, that was a great one, too. I'm forgetting
Happy
the ump.
Happy birthday, you bleep, 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 bleep.
That was a good one.
That'd be a great video.
Good idea. I don't know if he's a huge Todd Zeal fan, but Todd Zeal, Reyes is in studio once in a while. Get Reyes together. Put together a little video montage. Let's go.
I know. Well, I've done a lot of these things before.
You have.
And maybe he's paying it back in his way.
Well, there you go.
I think he knows that I probably wasn't going to bite at the $1,000 just because, dude, it's ridiculous. We just talked about it before. You're talking about $1,700.
I got to get the exact answer. Yeah, finish your thought. I'm sorry. I just want to pull this up here.
But he wanted me to go, so he didn't want to feel obligated to have me pay. But anyway, I appreciate the gesture.
Are you going to go?
I'm going to the game 100%.
Oh, so you are going?
No, I'm going to the game. I just don't know if I'm going to pay it.
Ooh.
Like, I'm probably going to end up paying it. You know what I mean? Got to sell some more of my figures off.
It's a rookie move, man. All right, so I'm looking
at... Somebody offers you something, you take it.
I'm looking at some seats here. This is what I was offered here. I mean, I don't know how you're getting this price here. Section 213, $1,200 a pop. Section 213, row 7, 1875 a pop.
Yeah, those are, so he, what the I don't hell? Know, maybe he's lying to me. Maybe it wasn't even, maybe it was more than 1,000.
Well, maybe I'm getting lied to and I'm getting hosed. Someone's getting
what,
a cut.
What section were you?
Rice Bowl. It was section 213, good, what were you again, 221?
No, I don't know what it is. It was behind the basket, whatever it is.
I'm looking at it now. This is...
I got to get the exact location.
Behind the Knick bench, obviously up and along the baseline. Not behind the basket like you were.
Okay. So that, I mean, being behind the basket.
You were probably 216 or 217 or 215.
I think 217 might
sound
right.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. 217's, like okay, yeah. Directly behind the basket.
What did that go for?
I don't know. I just have the screenshot of where my seat would have been if I agreed to get him, which I did not.
Maybe we'll take
Maybe I can come with you, buddy, too. He's that generous. He's giving out tickets here.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.